Howie Barwin just got done. Where does he fit in for you guys?
Well, we're excited about our group of pass rushers. You're talking about a guy who's dropped in coverage. He's able to set the edge, and he's able to play standing up or with his hand down. And when we looked into the free agent market in the last 24 hours, last time we talked about value. And for us, this is a guy who plays with his hair on fire, and he has the characteristics that we look for in a defensive player. And so we had an opportunity to do it, and we made the deal.
A little drop off production from 2011 to 12. What do you guys attribute that to?
No, there's no question about it. He's playing over 90% of the plays the last two seasons. He had 11 sacks the year before. And for us, we see his traits. We see how he rushes the passer. We see how he can play in space. And we're excited to get him.
How important was it for you guys to kind of get like an outside rush linebacker like him?
Well, we like the guys we have on the roster. For us, anytime there's an opportunity to get pass rushers, get people who can put pressure on the quarterback, who play with high energy, and then again, having a guy who's played in space, who's able to also play on his feet and set the edge, a lot of the traits we have, and then coming from a winning culture.
You have him, you have Brandon, Vinny,
Trent.
So do you feel like that's the number that you wanted? You wanted four guys,
We haven't put a number on how many guys we want. We want to be able to make sure we can get pressure on the quarterback. Getting pressure on the quarterback, preventing pressure, that's always going to be stuff that's important to us. So when we have opportunities, we didn't go into this necessarily thinking that we were going to have the opportunity for Connor. But as we go through the market in the last couple of days, some things have popped up that maybe we hadn't anticipated early on in the free agency process.
I mean, you expect to have them all on the roster? You want all four of these guys?
Oh, no question about it. These guys are good players, and they're guys who play fast and high-motor guys, and they love to play.
Barwood's numbers were different in the last 2 years. Did you see something different on tape or how he was used, or how did he kind of account for something?
Yeah, we did. He was more on the open side 2 years ago. He was more in position to set the edge and cover the tight end this year. We watched him 2 years ago on the open side, and then even this year when they played the Lions, when he was doing it more, if I remember correctly, Brooks Reed may have been hurt in that game. And so we think that we know what we're getting here in him, and a high motor guy. And of course, you talk about the other guys on our roster, and Trent and Brandon and Vinny and Phillip Hunt, and some young guys that we brought in here in the offseason, and we just want to have pass rushers. It's important to us, and again, not something that we anticipated early on being in position to do this.
So a 6-year guy deal is quite an investment. What brought that? What was the impetus there?
You got a young player, and when you have young players and have an opportunity to lock them up for a long time, that's an exciting thing for our organization.
Now, were you anticipating, obviously being a weak side guy then, basically, outside linebacker?
Well, we have a lot of things here. We haven't had the players in to discuss schemes, and as we go, I don't think it's as clear cut. It's just, the guy's going to play on the weak side or play with his hand up or play down. Versatility, right?
Eli Williams, you envision Williams as Williams and Fletcher as your starters, at least if you were to draw up the depth chart right now.
Williams is Kerry Williams, Williams. Fletcher. And, when you said Fletcher, I was thinking Fletcher Cox. I was thinking about Eugene Lyons.
First name.
We're going to have competition. We're going to let those guys play out. Obviously, we lost some players at that position, and we had an idea of what we're looking for at the corner position. Both these guys, you're talking about tall, long guys, tackle. And we did not think as free agency started that we would have an opportunity to get a corner like Kerry and experience playing a Super Bowl. And all these guys you're talking about, you talk about the guys we've added, Chung playing a Super Bowl, Kerry Williams playing a Super Bowl, So playing in a Super Bowl, Connor and Casey being in winning organizations, Kenny Phillips playing in a Super Bowl. And that's attractive to us as we talk about making sure that our defense kind of changes the culture on that side of the ball. And getting guys who've been successful, that's enticing to us.
You prefer Blinken in the slot?
I think Brandon can play either spot. He's played outside in college. He can play nickel. And so we'll let competition. He's a young, exciting player.
Will you let him compete outside? I mean, he was mostly competing at nickel last year, so our slot.
Obviously the coaches are going to lead the competition, but Coach Kelly's been very clear it's going to be open competition at every position, and we're going to get enough reps to be able to see him. We have an extra mini camp, and so everyone will get an opportunity here, and we'll let the best guys kind of weed themselves out.
Do you see Kenny as a guy who, if he can stay healthy, might be kind of a steal given the pedigree? And
Kenny's a talented guy, and I know the Giants are a very smart organization, obviously, and drafted him in the first round, and we've seen a lot of Kenny, and Kenny will tell you he wasn't 100% towards the end of last year when we saw him in week 17. That wasn't who he was, but a lot of credit to his agent Drew and Kenny for the willingness to come here and basically try to show us what he has, because we do like the player.
Wasn't he a guy that you guys were really high on coming out of college?
That's right. We scouted him coming out. We liked him in the draft, and every time we play against him, you know, he's a big physical guy with ball skills, and he can run, so we're excited to get him here.
Do you think he is physically what he was before the injuries? Do you have any idea where he is?
Yes, we do think he's fine, you know, obviously, and we have physicals for that, and we're excited about getting him here.
You've talked about how hard it is to find a good safety, and he obviously, when he's healthy, he's been very productive. Right. That kind of facilitated, though, when you have one out there, that you take more of a risk and try to bring him in? And
I think it depends on the player. High-character player, obviously played in a lot of big games. We've seen him when he's been 100% and the kind of player that he can be, and then having the communication with his agent and his willingness to stay on the East Coast and want to play in Philadelphia. And so for us, we're excited about getting him here.
Howie, all four of the defensive backs you signed have had injuries over the last few years and missed games. But they weren't signed to long-term deals, though. How do you go about doing that? I mean, do you feel a little – I mean, it's a risk, I guess.
We got a great medical team, our doctors, head trainer Chris Peduzzi, and we rely on them in these situations. And we don't pretend to know the medical information. I'm not a doctor. But for us, that's what we do. We talk about the player, and then we ask our doctors and our trainers about the medical information, and they give us an assessment of where the player are. And once they tell us the player's ready to go, he's ready to go. And we have to look at, obviously, durability is a factor in these negotiations and when you're bringing a player in. And we try to get as much information as possible and make a decision.
The seven guys the way you have, and you know, none of them made the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are just on one- or two-year deals. You know, no one's guaranteed here a starting. But you're saying
I don't think any, a lot of them are one-year deals.
I'm sorry. Contract structured, some can be. But what I'm saying is by doing that, you know, no guy you can say is going to be here cornerstone for the next 5 years. Are you putting a lot of emphasis on this draft coming up, obviously, to be a
– there's no question about it, but we're getting guys in here. Everyone's coming in at the same time, new. Obviously, right now in free agency, mostly on the defensive side of the ball. And we talked about the kind of guys that we wanted to bring in here. And as I said before, these guys come from winning programs, recently winning programs. Football is very important to them. When you watch them on tape, you see a physical aspect of their play. And so that's exciting for us. You know, in an ideal world, do you want to sign this many free agents? No, you don't. And we didn't come into free agency necessarily going to do this, but we also felt like it was an opportunity to add guys who come here and compete and play the right way and play with their hair on fire with a high motor. And that's the kind of energy we want to create.
Do these guys, like all the free agents you signed, does it affect like how you approach the draft now? I mean,
no, it's when you go into the draft room and you look at the depth chart and you see all these players on there, it's exciting because you don't have to. There's no have to in the draft. And so as much as you say you want to take the best available player, you know, I've been around long enough to know you can say that, but it's hard when you see a big gaping hole on the depth chart. And so I think that's one of the things that we thought was enticing about this is we like the players we brought in here. At the same time, we can go into the draft and we can go in any direction.
Do you need to stay tuned? Last one, guys?
They might change this. It looks like they might. Next year, you've talked about it before, that they might have free agency after the draft. Do you prefer this system the way they have it now?
I don't know anything about changing anything. Today, I like having it before the draft.
Is it a stretch to say that you might have gotten your starting secondary for next season out of free agency?
What's today, Derek?
March 14th.
Let's talk September 5th. You know, we're going to have a lot of competition here. We're excited to see these guys in. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to breed competition, and I think that's what we brought in here.